Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. We will now hear from the lecturer of the Land Surveying Department, Marvin Rice.
It is indeed a privilege to be a part of GTI. We here in the surveying department, for us, surveying is very interested. It's more outdoor than indoor work. It also entails a lot of mathematics. If you don't like maths, then forget surveying. Surveying is also the bedrock of all developmental works throughout the world. And it goes way back from the Greeks to the Egyptians. It started then. It started first by them able to identify land boundaries, whereby first they would have used water boundaries. Wherever the water is, that is, they claim it. But today, any sort of development, we must have a survey done because we want to know what is our boundaries, what are our limits. And if we know our limits, then we know how we can go ahead moving forward. Surveying, it's more outdoor and not so much indoor. And like I said, we must understand that in order for you to be a surveyor, you have to have a passion for it. You got to be called for it, because many times we have persons who signed up, and after the first encounter in the fields, they withdraw. Land surveying is dealing with there are different branches of surveying. There are generally five branches. One, cadastral surveys, which deals mainly with boundaries for conveyances, meaning change of ownership. We have hydrographic surveying, which deals with water. Hydrographic survey is used extensively for navigation to determine if there's wreckage. If a ship sinks, we can use hydrographic survey to identify the location how the ship is sink by using different methods of technology. You have sonar technology whereby it would send down some sound waves and it will plot out what is happening on the ocean bed. So it gives you a topography of the ocean bed. So based on the shape that you get from that, you're able to determine if a plane is here, a ship is here, and depth. So that's for hydrographic. Then we have engineering, which deals mainly with roads, bridges, construction work general. So that's a construction aspect. We have mining survey, which will deal with mining. We will also have some form of engineering whereby you'll have to do tunnels and so on. So surveying in generally is vast, and there are different, every area is a specialist area. We have aerial surveys whereby you can use, you use aerial surveys by getting photographs to determine what is happening on ground. We use it for updating maps. We can use it to update valuation. For example, if we have Georgetown and persons would have do illegal building, a few flyovers and some photographs we can determine, and from that we can make some adjustments to the property taxes. So it's wide, very much wide. And this is just a few areas that we can touch. But it's vast. But with the advent of technology now, we have the drone technology, and we have GNSS. Drones are very, very effective. It saves a lot of manpower and finance. So drone is the way we're going now, and to become a drone pilot, you have to be licensed. So you have to get some training in that area. And with the technology, drone helps in mapping. Drones can use extensively in the mining sector. It can use for surveillance. We can also use it to monitor traffic in Georgetown. We can use it to monitor a hostile area without sending in any security forces. So surveying is vast. We can also even use, photogrammetry. We can use photogrammetry also, which is a type of surveying in terms of an accident based on the intensity of the skid mark. We can be able to determine at what rate the vehicle was going. We can even restage the accident. Even in the sense of a shootout in a building, surveying can come in there with photogrammetry to help us to determine the trajectory of the bullet. And it's wide, but it's just that we need specialists in these various areas to make it more applicable to our day-to-day life. Okay. But surveying is everything. Mm-hmm. We cannot run from it. A simple building a house. If, for example, a lot of people go in and build houses, running from paying a surveyor to come and check it, and they end up building on somebody's boundary or have a piece on somebody's land because they're running from paying the cost. But it's better for you to invest in a survey than to build wrong and then you have to break.
And where are your students coming from? Because while we're talking about surveying, I know the interest will be there. I know it's a lucrative line of business. So they've got to be a lot of students coming forward for this. Where are they coming from?
Well, be honest, we don't have much students coming because the thought is it's one of the hardest programs. It was once a 3-year program and it's now being done in 2. Quite a lot of our students are sponsored. So Lands and Survey sponsors some of the students. GGMC sent across their students. We have from the Army. We have from Transport and Harbors. So we have quite a few students that are sponsored. Most of them sometimes are sponsored. And the sponsored students are working much better than the ones that are not sponsored, because the sponsored students are aware of the value that the program can do for them. So even though we have some are sponsored and they may not have the kind of academic background, they are performing better than those that have come out of CSEC and doesn't really understand what is it they're getting into. So they help also to pull the students along, the younger ones. So we have most of the time we have a mature bunch. So, and they're doing reasonably. They might not be high flyers, but they come out successful. But at GTI, in order for you to become a surveyor, you first must have a diploma from GTI. So if you don't have the diploma from GTI, then you're not eligible to write the Sworn Land Survey exam. And every year for the past 10 or 15 years, the persons that are passing the Sworn Land Survey exams are students out of GTI. But there is some, I'm certain that you would have heard, there are some issues with the amount of students that are passing and so on. But at GTI, you get 45%, and you pass a GTI. But at the sworn exam, you must have 60% in each subject area for you to pass. Okay. And that's a professional exam. So the kind of things that you may get away with at the GTE exam, because at the GTE exam, we will have to give students look and ensure that we give the students a fair mark. At the professional exam, the lectures, because it's a professional exam, if your spelling is off, your grammar is not right, and all of these things, you get zero. But so far, every year, we have our best students are going and pass the sworn landscape exam. So it speaks value to for what we are doing at GTI, because you're passing GTI. If you get 40%, you pass. But the students are getting a credit and distinction. They are going and pass the sworn landscape exams. Mm-hmm. And every year, we also have about 2-3 engineers joining the program, because they want to become surveyors, but they must have the diploma from GTI. So they start at the second year, because they would have done some surveying at the University of Guyana in civil, so, and geology. They come into GTI and they will do that in the second year, run the second year.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing staff from some of those agencies that deal directly with land demarcation and these different topics coming to be a part of the program?
Yes, they identify the staff that need upgrade, and they will send the staff. We have staff from there that are also teaching at the institution and GGMC.
Okay. This is a particularly difficult course. It's challenging because of the math that you spoke of. This is one of the areas. Are the other areas that presents a challenge to those that are coming in? You also spoke about the challenge of being tough in the mind to deal with the outside, because it's mostly done in the fields.
Yes.
Are there any other challenges that you may identify that you can share with us?
Okay. We have, well, everything in surveying is maths. We have some subjects. Surveying theory is maths. We have surveying practical is maths. We have physics, maths, chemistry, maths. Management has some maths because you have to do some accounts. We have astronomy, which is a ticklish, but it's maths. It's more what we refer to as spherical trigonometry, whereby we use observe like the sun to determine latitude, longitude on the surface of the earth. We can use star observation to determine position. But with current technology, astronomy is no longer the thing, but GPS, GNSS has replaced. And even some of the maths, most of our instrument coming with software. So once we collect the data, the software take care of the calculation. So it's moving away from this big, heavy calculation once you have the technology. But the technology coming with, you have to subscribe, you have to pay a yearly subscription fee, or else you do not have access to it. So it's important, and not everybody can afford to pay for the software. So we still rely on our regular methods that we would normally use. And with the technology, there are some aspects in the industry that needs to be developed, because if we want to use it, as they started to use more GNSS at the lands and survey, they have to build more core stations so that it could lock in, so that we can have accurate measurements. I know that they are in the process of I think all their core stations are presently up and running. But the software, and one of the constraints that we have at our end is that we are not getting registered software. We are not getting the equipment that is so needed. So even though we are training these people, we have a disadvantage because we are not getting up-to-date software. We are not getting up-to-date equipment because equipment are very expensive. So that's one of the challenges. And we're working on moving into GIS, which is Global Information System. We're working on getting there. So we want to implement some more programs, but everything comes with technology and updates. So in that area, it's a bit, there's a challenge in those areas.
Okay. All right, finally, let's talk about I'll probably ask you to, if you care, invite students to the program, because this is something that I'm sure the Institute continues to do, and share with us, being a part of the GTI family, what does this mean to you?
Okay. Well, what has happened in terms of inviting students, as persons who would have passed through the program, they would tell others about the program. They would encourage them. Some of them even get them in, but when the person come and they actually see the work, they back off, because basically when you're doing the surveying program, it's like 12 hours a day you may run from Monday to Thursday, because we were once three and now we cut down to two, and the intensity of the work. So if you're not disciplined, and you will find a challenge. Some of them stay, but most of the time, I think what keep them is when they hear about the money. They fight and they hang in there because they recognize that. And some of the, presently our class has about six persons who, two of them, their fathers are surveyors, so they know what it entails. A cousin, and who, friends. So the persons who understand the benefits of it, because they don't calculate in the finances that they can make, they are pushing their body. The ones who don't really get it, they will just float.
I get that.
But being a part of the GTI family has been a good one, because I'm here. I came here in the 90s. I would have completed building and civil, and then the opportunity came whereby I was given the opportunity to do a diploma in land surveying. I did that, and thereafter I'm here in the land surveying department, and it has been good. We have some good times in GTI. There are some charring times, but what I've learned, and I keep encouraging my students, first you must be at peace with yourself.
You just heard there the lecture of the land surveying department.